You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions.
My quarantine's over. I go back to work tomorrow. Back to being essential.
Well, thank God for all the essentials.
I know.
We need you guys. I'm going to come in and I'm going to cash a $20 check.
Yeah. I'm coming in to exchange all my change.
I was going to say, I'm going to bring in like this, the biggest jar of change I can ever possibly put together just to be annoying.
And then you're going to come up to the door, read the fact that the lobby's closed, and then jiggle the door really hard.
Oh, for sure. And then I'm going to use the little pneumatic tube to send one penny at a time through it.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't even believe. We have some guy come in there like three times a week, and he's like 70-some years old. And I'm like, dude, why do you need – it's a stay-home order. Why are you coming to the bank three times 1 week and you're 70? Are you just playing Russian? Is this your way of playing Russian roulette? You know,
if he dies, he dies. Polio,
and that was nothing.
That's their
excitement. It was just a test hold.
Can't bungee jump at my age, but I can go to the drive-thru three times this week. Yeah.
I can't go to Red Neb's for my 4 o'clock dinner anymore, so I'm at the bank.
I'm very much looking forward to your stories for tomorrow when you return.
Oh, I will have a plethora of them. So, but I did get some stuff done.
A plethora? Time, tell me, Jefe, what is a plethora? Sorry, nobody understands what means. That's right.
No, we didn't get it.
No.
Sorry.
It was the Three Amigos. It was Three Amigos. It was Steve Martin. It was Martin Short. It was, It was. Exactly.
Or however they did it.
The modified time warp dance. Yeah.
And they did that thingy. Yeah, that.
The Macarena?
It was the Macarena. Before there was a Macarena.
They did like a shortened version of it. You have to see the movie. Really.
Would you like to kiss me on the veranda? No, the lips would be fine.
I have a plethora of them. Sorry. See, this goes kind of what we're doing today, movie quotes. So we're just on a particular movie that you obviously haven't seen before.
No.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's okay. It's not like it's the first time it's ever happened.
And it won't be the last. Let's be clear.
However, guys, I have big news.
Woo!
You're pregnant.
Land on me. Whoa. Well, they have been kind of. Jeremy's like,
"Who's the daddy?" I felt that eye roll. Holy shit!
I am definitely not pregnant.
Okay.
However, I did start watching Archer.
Yay!
Oh it's about time.
I finally watch Archer again.
So I'm on season 1, episode 4.
Wait a minute.
Ozark.
I have been trying to get you to watch Archer for years.
I know, but
then
now
Then Dave says something and you decide to freaking watch it?
No, it wasn't because of Dave. It was because I ran out of things that I could watch on Hulu.
Show hole.
I need mindless entertainment on Hulu while I'm doing other things.
Oh, that's Archer, absolutely.
Like, you know what? Let me give Archer a try, and now I'm hooked.
It's so good. My ass off. It is such a great show. To me, Archer became the new South Park. South Park still rules because let's be honest, I cannot wait for the first episode of South Park after all this shit is over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because those assholes turn a show around in 6 days. Like, that's right. The beauty of what they do.
Have you ever seen their the documentary they did?
Oh, God, yeah.
Is it called 7 days to something.
I think it's like 6 days to production, and it's phenomenal. Like so that's why like Archer and Family Guy and those kind of and The Simpsons, like they have like a year or two ramp to being live on TV because of how they do things. Whereas South Park, they literally from concept to air is 6 days. And so that's why, like when Terry Schiavo died, they had the assisted suicide episode. When, whenever an election happens, they basically do the entire episode except for like the last 2 minutes of it. And then they cram that the night before, you know, whenever the election results are announced. Well, and off it goes.
You don't have to sell me anymore. I'm hooked. So I will be binge watching that all day tomorrow. Well,
so now, okay. Now you'll understand phrasing and yeah.
Oh, and it will make a lot more sense when you guys make your comments during the podcast. Yeah. And you guys all laugh and I'm like,
yeah. So when we say, do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
Oh, yeah. I get that joke now. I'm only four episodes in. Yep. I totally get that joke now.
How do we know? Because it's been so long since I've seen Archer.
I loved it. I've always loved it.
I didn't realize his voice is the same as Bob's Burgers.
Oh yeah,
that dude. Honestly, that's one of the reasons why I can't watch Bob's Burgers because I'm not going to spoil it for you, but season four, episode one starts with Archer in Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's cool.
You said you weren't going to spoil. That was a spoil.
No, but it's not because it's, hey, I'm not telling you how it happens.
I'm teasing you.
I'm just giving you a reason to watch more. That's,
you know what I just realized?
That's my I'm not a fisherman making a fishing hook thing. I don't know how to fish, but I'm doing it like that's how
I just realized I don't have the confessions.
Oh no.
I know. They're probably
I have a bell.
There you go. First confession. What is the craziest thing you've done so far during your quarantine?
Oh, I love that confession.
And
go first.
Craziest?
Yeah, you came up with it. Go.
All right, not my dog. Not his dog.
Totally our dogs.
I'm going, honestly, like, I don't know about crazy. Other than, like, dude, like, some of the Zoom random bar nights that have gone long into the evening and well into the morning have gotten a little nuts. Like those are, and honestly, hands down, like those, like that's the only thing I think that's maintaining my sanity right now, is like those virtual Zoom chat, like, you know, even chats like this, like just being able to see people's faces and getting to interact with folks. I kind of knew, but I didn't realize how important that was to me. But yeah, I mean, some of those late night Zoom chats get a little intense. Yeah.
I will piggyback off of that and say that I participated in one of those, one of those late night Zoom chats with Dave. And yeah, you don't realize how much you're missing the interaction until you have seven people up on the screen.
Until you have the Brady Bunch view. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just like, and then you have enough alcohol in you, and you're like, I feel like I'm hanging out with these people.
Well, and honestly, like, so that's one of the reasons why I truly love doing them. Like, the Venn diagram of my life is bizarre. It just is. And so, like when you, like, the night you were on, dude, one of my old high school girlfriends was on, a nurse from Troy Beaumont was on, yes. Augie, the bartender from Whiskey in the Jar, was on.
Somebody went to and used the restroom and took us with them.
That was Remy from Tales from the Bar Side. That was, yeah, so one of our other show hosts was
on. So it was very interesting, but it made it fun entertainment, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't done anything like that. Well, then again, I've only been technically on quarantine last Friday and then this week up until today because
how many times you go to the store while you're in quarantine?
What?
How many times you go to the store while in quarantine?
I've only gone maybe three times and it was for necessities 100%. Today was beer. seriously groceries and beer.
Most cool shields now though in the window.
Yeah. So I wore my mask and stuff, but went for my mom. But I've been very careful about going to the store and stuff like that. So whatever. But no, I haven't done anything weird because I haven't had that much time. The weirdest thing I did was make Amy come to the bathroom with me because I can carry my laptop around with me. And we zoomed during the day. And so yeah. I was showing her. So this bitch. I'm showing her my linen closet because I'm proud of how I organized it.
Can you please clarify, I took Amy to the bathroom with you?
Yeah, no, she totally took me to the bathroom with her.
I picked up my little laptop here and took it in the bathroom with me. She
pointed it at the ceiling. Like, I didn't see anything, but it was still weird and awkward. Like, our friendship came to a whole new level.
Oh, please.
Yeah, what if I walked in the room?
How many times have we gone to the bathroom together at the bar? It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. No, you know what? You're right. 110%, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it's like you're in the stall next to me, only this time you're not throwing up.
Oh!
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's all right.
I don't think I've ever...
Damn it. So now we're getting requests... We're getting requests in the chat for the baby day view. So
baby day,
there's that, and then we'll switch over to this view, and so there's the tiny day view.
Oh, baby Dave!
Feed me. We represent the lollipop. I don't know.
I love it.
I absolutely love it. Stephanie, have you had any weird moments, weird things in isolation last few weeks?
I stopped by your house today. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess that you were like the first person to come over to my house, but she didn't come into my house and we didn't like get near each other, but she was just dropping something off for me and I happened to be on the porch.
We reached while I handed her something.
Yes. So it was nice to see an actual human being that I knew.
Yeah.
Like in person.
And that you like. And that you like.
Yes.
I mean, choices were made.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know. Friday, I drank like 2/3 of a bottle of vodka and a bottle of wine, which is like way more than I normally drink.
Oh, you catch the virus too? You try and kill it, right?
Well, I started drinking at like noon and I drank till like 10. So it was all spaced out. But when I realized how much I drank at the end of the night, I was like, holy shit. So, I mean, I'm not like proud of it, but I handled it. So that's, I mean, we're in isolation. What else?
Maintenance. Got to maintain.
You know what? I'm pretty sure you've been more drunk out in public than you were at home in isolation.
I assure you that's true.
Mm-hmm. My problem is because we can't take back our empties, I can't hide the evidence anymore. So I have like a mountain of Corona in my garage.
Oh, right now. Too. I'd be so happy with this. Dude, back in the garage.
I got into an argument with some Karen in one of the like Clinton Township message groups that I was in yesterday. She was like, oh my God. She's like, I'm so angry. Like, I have all these returnables and like no one will take them back. And I'm like, okay, well, but that's part of the shutdown order is they can't because your slimy ass lips were on those bottles and cans and shit. And like, it's part of a shutdown. And she's like, well, then why are they still charging the deposit fee? And I'm like, really, Karen, like that's your biggest concern right now is that they're still like, okay, here's the deal. Like, let's let them wipe out the deposit fee. And then all those cans that you have are worth nothing. Let's do that. Will that make you happy?
Wrap them for weight.
Did you follow that up with .. dumbass?
Oh, I.
Shut up, Karen.
I am my tolerance, and I it was funny because like Steph, you said you had a pretty bad mental day yesterday too. Like my tolerance for dumbassery was at an all time low yesterday. Like I was just done and fed up with people, and so I was all the Karens felt my wrath yesterday.
Well, actually, unlike last week, I've been doing pretty good this week. My only wow moment this week was I video chatted my sisters and I messaged you guys while I'm doing it, and one is more drunk than I am.
That was pretty funny.
And the other one's rolling a blunt, and I'm going, oh, my God, my life's not that bad.
good.
Okay, so apparently, apparently you can buy an acre of land on Mars for $15. So I think I'm going to buy all of us.
No, why would you tell my husband that?
I'm going to buy all of us.
Who's selling it? Who owns Mars that they can sell?
No kidding.
I don't know the details. I'm just saying it's here and it says.
If it's not Elon Musk, I'm not trusting.
It's by the.
I'm gonna go there and claim it with my flag.
I'm calling fake news.
I was here first. Mars belongs.
I mean, it's on Groupon, so how can it not be real? Like, dude, I got a. I got a Groupon that says I can buy an acre of land on Mars for $15. Like, why would that be fake? Like,
I don't know. I'm not trusting that.
Whatever, Karen.
I feel like it's a. I feel like you're about to get scammed. Some way.
I assure you, if I bought it, so, okay, you know what? If I spent what $75, I assure you, I've saved $75 not covering the tab at our fucking bar night after the fact.
All right, speaking of how much you're saving right now, when we do get to go out,
Dave, you must be banking. You ain't picking up nobody's tabs,
dude. My bank account's like, dude, are you okay? Like, what? Like, what's going on?
You to make sure you're still alive. Like,
yeah, right?
Dude, like, hands down the best thing ever was when Larry, the bartender from Temple Bar, called me to check on me just because he knew.
We seriously need to get him on our podcast next week.
I'll hit him up and make it happen.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, because that made me laugh like nobody's business that the bartender from Temple Bar called me to make sure I was okay.
So that goes with that meme. Does your bar miss you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Dave is yes.
Dave, you got to come to the bar, man. We got to shut the lights off.
Did they miss you or did they miss the bar tab that you pick up for everybody?
I mean, little column A, little column B. Which, and I am glad I resisted. Dude, I was probably one drink away from buying either an AMI or TouchTune jukebox to put in my basement.
Which I still think is funny, and I will put money on it that before this quarantine is over, you will make that purchase.
Dude, if shit keeps getting extended, that's entirely possible. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I'll put money on it.
I don't think it's going to get extended. They say it's starting to go down.
Well, so there are two schools of thought. So you see...
Oh, my eye just started twitching.
Yeah, no, so there are two schools of thought. You see...
I don't believe anything that they're fucking saying. I'm just trying to take it one day at a time.
One day at a time. No, so you've got... Like, there are some projections that say the peak could be tomorrow. And then there are some projections that say the peak isn't going to hit till May 16th. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to
see. Some said 2 years.
Right. Jeremy, bro, I love you. Fucking stay off Reddit. Like, just do us all a favor. Like, just do us all a favor. Just stay off Reddit. Like, just for the love of God.
Like, we're done, man. This house is gonna be.
All right. I'm changing the subject. Do you guys know what today's official day is?
Well, it's Wednesday because it's your show.
It's Rex Manning Day. Anybody know what that means?
Empire Records.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
No clue.
So I'm totally. I had to Google how I can watch this because I only have the VHS tape of Empire Records, and obviously I don't have a VCR. So I'm like, how do I stream this for free and not have to pay for it?
You can go to Best Buy and buy one for like $10.
I'm not going to go to the store.
They have seen on TV.
So, honestly, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I'm totally watching this tomorrow. Actually, I told Jeremy that earlier, and
Does it matter if you watch? No, tomorrow's not Rex Manning Day. So then have you, like, oh, wow, Steph's not making a happy girl face at all.
No, not at all. She doesn't want to.
Is it too hot? Is it too hot? Okay. Does it taste bad?
Did you eat a cockroach?
It's a veggie burger from Aldi's because they didn't have fucking Boca burgers, and it's kind of disgusting.
Because you bought it from Aldi's.
No. Aldi is an amazing store. Do not go there. I am an Aldi convert.
Most stuff is good, and I got a lot of wine while I was there today. But
they have like $2 bottles of wine there,
and they're good.
You have to jazz it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
No, I mean, like, dude, like, their wine and their booze is cheap and it's actually good. Like, so, and, like, Aldi threw me off. Like, when I first discovered Aldi, so I was, always, like, my daughter, I used to take her grocery shopping with me all the time before the days of Shipt and all that crap. And it would always crack her up because, like, we would get, like, you know, our cart full of stuff. We would be at Meijer. And I would be, like, and she would say, Dad, how much is it going to cost? And I would be within, like, probably $5 over or under all the time. And then the first time we went to Aldi and bought like a cart full of stuff, I was like 2x over and I was floored. And like, you know, the quality of stuff, like especially like their fruits and vegetables are always awesome. Their meats are always awesome. Like they don't
right,
always.
But Stephanie's face is not selling it.
Okay.
Me.
Well, like I don't. Okay.
Aldi's didn't make the burger. Right?
Like that would be my face with a veggie burger to begin with. Because number one, you're calling it a burger and it's not. It's not. It's a soy patty. It's a bean press. It's
made out of vegetables. And the Boca ones are really good.
Yeah, like a veggie patty.
No, I do agree
like
with you.
Like a chicken patty.
The only veggie burger that I've actually enjoyed is a Boca veggie burger. I've ordered them from different restaurants. I've never liked it.
Most of them taste like garbage, but...
Yeah.
The best one I've ever had at a restaurant was Red Robin. They have a really good
restaurant. Red Robin.
They put
Yum.
Black beans in it. And that's what, Boca burgers don't put they don't put black beans in it.
No, I don't think I don't remember it being a black bean burger. I've had black bean burgers, but they have a veggie burger there that was good. Have you had the Whopper, the
Impossible burger?
No, because I don't eat fast food at all.
Dude, so. South Park owned them so hard when they did the Tegrity burger.
It was the best.
It tastes like we shit, but you won't care.
So,
I worked on really hard for the last 4 or 5 days on a really fun game.
I really
feel like you should do this when everyone is drinking. Like I feel like the effect is going to be lessened with Steph not drinking.
She's probably going to win because they're not drunk questions. They're legit Jeopardy questions.
Okay, I'm not judging.
I worked really hard. We're playing this tonight. Damn it!
We're playing this damn game, Dave. So shut your pie hole and just play.
Well, la di da. Sorry.
You better be.
I'm not sorry.
When I go to upload this episode, I'm gonna title it the episode where Stephanie eats during the entire podcast.
That works.
Typically, what I'm doing.
I mean, if people could see you licking on that spoon, they'd probably be tuning in more.
And my eye started twitching.
On that note, Amy.
All right. So we have Drunken Jeopardy. All right. So
are we going to do like?
How are you going to have a show called Drunken Jeopardy when? Whatever. Go ahead.
What?
So I'm in.
I made a
See, she even did a scoreboard.
The scoreboard. Okay.
Hi.
Wow.
So I will read you. It's basically the same Jeopardy rules. The way you're going to answer is you're going to say your name.
But I have a bell.
I don't.
But not everybody.
Well, then I win by default. I have a bell.
So you have to say your name if you know the answer. All right.
All right.
So but you have to also answer them in the form of the questions.
Can I say someone else's name if I know they won't know the answer?
No, if it gets lame, we might.
We just qualify Dave right now.
$100 gamble.
Yeah,
I'll take the mightier for $100, Alex.
Right. So here are the subjects:
the racist,
the penis mightier. Anal bum cover.
I love the 1980s.
Oh God!
I'm gonna run that one. Go,
Dave.
Superheroes.
Oh, you want that, bitch?
Oh.
All right.
Damn.
Quit talking shit. Let me get through my list.
Well, I'm going to talk shit.
I love the 80s, superheroes, movies, Name That Shot, and Doctor Who.
Who?
Dork.
So you can pick the category, and then for 200, for 400, but it's the same rules as Jeopardy. You have to answer the question in form of who is.
I'll tell you what. Let's make this easier on all of us trying to remember shit. I will put it on you, the host, to just start with the leftmost category and the top dollar value and just start working your way down.
The top dollar?
No, like the top.
Like the one, like the first 200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move down the left.
Because okay. Otherwise, this is going to be a total shit show, I assure you.
Okay, sure.
There's always a shit show on this show.
Nope, that's a good idea. All right, so
I have them every now and then.
The 1980s for 200.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Jeremy can't see the answers, so he can play.
I can play?
Yeah, you can't see the answers. And actually, he told me some of my things were stupid. So.
Say, I can't play or can't
No, you
play?
Can. All right. Released in 1984, this band hit Billboard's top 100 with Too Young to Fall in Love.
Got see now I've got Taylor Dane Don't Wanna Fall in Love stuck in my head, but that's the 90s. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
I know the song. I know the song. I don't know who sings it.
Alright. It was Motley Crue.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Alright. I knew it was a long haired band, but
all right, superheroes for 200.
Okay.
Left as an orphan, I had to make the dark light again.
That would be Dave. I'm going to go with Batman.
Dave is correct, Batman.
Hey, you answered that. I yelled your name first.
I'm Batman. Batman versus Superman, a.k.a. Orphan Fight.
All right. Movies for 200.
Oh, is this the one I'm not allowed to answer?
Oh, yeah. Cass can't answer this one. She's out.
Because Amy couldn't think of any quote. It's movie quotes. She knows couldn't think one. Of any, so I gave them all to her.
I came up with this one, but she knew it. So, movie quote, I carried a watermelon. Oh, yeah.
What?
Movie quote for 200. I carried a watermelon.
I'm sorry, I'm trapped on Tennessee. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes, because I brought a watermelon. No, I got nothing.
Okay. It's Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
All right, Name That Shot.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm an obscure movie quote guy from the 80s, and that was bullshit. I'm just...
Well, I know, nobody puts Baby in a corner. Everybody would have gotten it.
Right.
All right, so Name That Shot. Jägermeister and Red Bull.
Stephanie, it's a Jäger bomb.
Yes, Stephanie gets it.
I got the one about alcohol. Congratulations.
That's
200.
That's just a Dave.
All right, and then Doctor Who for 200. My fame is thanks to Oprah.
My famous thanks to Oprah?
Oprah.
Mm. Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
No.
It's Stephanie's turn.
No.
No, it's not anyway.
I'm sorry. If it's after Doctor Who season 4 with Tom Baker, I'm out. I got nothing.
I don't even know this one, and I know a lot of Doctor Who stuff.
Okay, I'm throwing you guys off. I put Doctor Who with a question mark.
Okay. Oh, so Dave, Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
So we're like, right,
that shouldn't even count.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Not to mention, They're not answering in the form of a question.
I'm sorry. Who is Dr. Phil?
That's better.
Yeah, next round you have to answer form of a question.
Just saying, not to be a, you know,
bitch.
Right. I love the 80s for 400.
Bring it.
A beloved alien who made himself a home.
Dave. That would be E.T. phone home with his magic finger.
That is incorrect.
Jeremy.
Ooh.
Is it me?
Oh, I don't know.
Jeremy.
Timmy.
Jeremy. All right.
Just one of you answer it. God damn.
Who is Elf?
That is correct.
Yes.
I'm questioning the ambiguity of that question. Kiss my ass.
All right, superheroes for 400. Beauty plus strength goes a long way.
Cass.
But accessories can make the biggest difference. And Cass, you can't answer that.
Well, then Dave.
Stephanie.
Who is Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Ping, ping.
All right, movies.
Truth. Oh, look how bad my nails look.
Movies for 400. Movie quotes for 400.
Okay.
There's no crying in baseball.
Dave.
Dave.
I definitely said that first.
I will defer to Steph.
Cass.
I will defer to Steph.
All right, Steph.
What is A League of Their Own?
Correct.
Dave, I'm not even lying. I really think I did say it before you.
All right, name that shot.
I will always let you come first.
All right, name that shot for 400. Jägermeister, peach schnapps, cranberry
Dave. Juice. Dave. That would be a green tea. No, it's not, because it was the last,
What is, is it the Johnny Vegas?
No.
My bad.
Cass?
What's your mom?
And Jeremy, do you have an answer?
No.
The correct answer is, what is a redheaded slut?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Doctor Who, question mark.
I feel like the question mark was the important part of this category that you needed it, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Doctor Who, question mark, for 400.
Okay.
Popping expectations. She is one of the most popular.
Oh, yes. Doctor Zip Popper. What's her name, Doctor? The Zip Popper woman.
I cannot.
What is Doctor? Hold on. What is Doctor?
Who is?
No, is let her finish.
Doctor?
You're done.
Doctor Pimple Popper.
Oh, she got it.
Yes. Woo! All right. Go on.
All right.
Sorry, Dave left us.
No. I love the 1980s.
I'm just grabbing ice. I'm here.
You ready?
I am ready. Go.
Drink too while you're up.
All right. I love the 1980s for 600.
Okay.
You can change my face, but you can never change my name.
Stephanie.
Yes. Steph.
This is going to be a robot. Fuck. Never mind. It just like brain farted out of my brain. I'm sorry.
You can change my face, but you can never change my name.
Dave, I'm going to go, what is Face Off?
No.
That was the 90s.
You can change my face, but you can never change my name.
No one?
Boop, boop, boop.
Beep, beep, beep. Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
It makes sense. Look at Dave. Oh, whatever. You guys are just mad. You didn't think of it.
Wow. Nobody needed to see that, Dave.
All right. Superheroes for 600.
Okay.
With his sword, he has the power to affect your Saturday mornings.
Dave!
Yes. David?
Can I just change my virtual background back to He-Man to answer the question?
Congrats! This sword.
All right. Movies. Movie quotes.
Nope, I'm out.
For 600.
Hey, I'm going to go.
Oh, no, Cass, you don't know this one.
Oh, all right. Come on back.
Actually, yeah, because I took one that you came up with and I left it and I did this one.
This is not me or me.
You can get
in. I can participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Movies for 600 is You're Killing Me, Smalls.
Jeremy? What is The Sandlot?
Yes.
Didn't know that one. But I've seen The Sandlot, just don't remember it.
Killing Me, Smalls.
Didn't make an impact on me.
All right. Name that shot for 600.
All right, Steph, pay attention.
I'm listening.
Dennis, Bailey's, Jameson.
Wait, what?
Stephanie. What is an Irish car bomb?
Correct.
Sorry, I didn't hear. Yeah, I didn't hear the first part. So yeah, okay. Boo.
Did you just boo because you lost?
Boo.
Well, he's, I don't know, all of us here, he should really be the one answering the alcohol in 80s questions. Let's be honest. I mean, right. I have bartended, but so did he. And he also drinks more than I do. So,
all right.
Don't judge me.
For 600.
All right.
Daytime. I'm sorry. Doctor Who ? For 600.
Yes.
Daytime talk show host. No topic is off limits.
Screw it. I'll go with Dave. Dr. Oz.
Correct.
That's the only other one I knew. That was.
All right. I love the 1980s for 800. I'm waiting to be adopted, and your parents have fought over me at Christmas.
Cass? Parent Trap? No.
That's incorrect.
I'm waiting to be adopted, and your parents fought over me at Christmas?
Yep.
Oh, Stephanie, what is Pound Puppies?
Oh, so close, but no.
How is it not Pound Puppies?
I got
nothing. Cass, Cabbage Patch Dolls.
No.
Dave, what is the Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Correct, Dave. He gave it to Dave, sorry.
All right, yeah, I'll eat a dick.
All right, superheroes for 800.
I'm answering this one.
The power ring was worn by this superhero.
Dave? That would be Green Lantern.
Correct.
In brightest day, in darkest night.
All right, Cass cannot answer this question.
All right, I'm going to go get a beer.
Okay.
Do it.
Bye.
Movie quotes for 800.
Okay.
Why do I have to be Mr. Pink?
Dave.
I'll let you take this one because I
did. That's Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it should be what is.
Sorry, what is Reservoir Dogs?
So I think maybe I should get those points. But anyway.
Oh, I gave you the last one. Don't.
You did not.
I did. Shit. I gave it to you.
No, you
all right, well, Cass can't play the next round of movies either, so I'm just going to jump ahead to that while she's gone.
Okay.
So movies for 1,000, Never Trust the Living.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Who is this?
Jeremy. What is The Walking Dead?
No. No, this is...
Movie quotes... Never trust the living.
Screw it. Dave, I'm going to go with Blade.
No.
Cash,
who got Reservoir Dogs?
I did.
Dave. Me and Dave both called it out at the same time, and I gave it to him because I'm nice.
Stephanie, do you have a guess for Never Trust the Living?
Like, I know it's a movie I just recently watched, but I can't remember the name, so.
All right, the answer is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, okay.
Beetlejuice.
No, I'm
not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so name that shot for 800.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Scotch, whiskey, bourbon.
Dave.
Stephanie said it first.
What is the Three Kings?
No, Dave.
Oh, no, so close.
What is the Three Wise Men?
Three Wise Men.
Dave got it. Do you know I used to do
Although that? Although, for what it's worth, like, that could vary bar to bar. Like, I would
heard it called Three Kings.
I would give her half credit for that. I would. I would be willing to split that one with her.
Really, because I that used to be my shot.
Ew.
And no matter where I went, it was always called the Three Wise Men.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't the point. I didn't get it, so it's fine.
All right, ready?
Ready.
One, Cass.
Is this the last one?
No. Doctor Who ?
Okay.
Unless it's about a Dalek. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Just listen.
I got your Cass, Dalek you right here.
Exterminate. I have a chance, huh?
The Doctor Who walked through the Goblet of Fire.
Dave. Oh. Dave. Wait, Goblet of Fire. Shit. I was going to go Indiana Jones. But that's the wrong genre.
No. Doctor?
Who walked through the Goblet of Fire.
I just watched this the other day. Whenever I get sick, I binge watch Harry Potter. And it was Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. The doctor that walked through it? I don't get that.
All right, it's David Tennant. Your David favorite. Tennant.
Oh, so that's actually Doctor Who. Fuck you. Fuck you.
That guy in the Goblet of Fire. David Tennant played what's his name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yes, he was in the Goblet of Fire.
He didn't walk through it.
You're a terrible human being.
He walked through the movie.
Whatever. Don't try to justify it. You suck. Last round.
Zibidon now.
I love the 1980s for 1,000.
All right, go ahead.
Made music and TV history.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yes.
What is MTV?
Correct.
Why'd you put the easiest one at 4,000?
You didn't get it. Why do you think it's yes?
No, I knew it. It was.
I'm sorry. Like, I would have gone with what is the Buggles? Because they were the first video played. But that was weak. Weak. Weak.
All right. Superheroes for 1,000. Without Jarvis, I would be lost.
Dave.
Yes. Oh, wait. Cass is lit up, actually, if you want to.
I did. I answered it first. And who is Tony Stark or who is Iron Man?
Correct.
Booyah!
All right. Name that shot for 1,000.
Name that shot?
Yep.
Okay.
Cherry vodka, peach schnapps, pineapple juice, and Sprite.
Cherry vodka, pineapple juice.
Jeremy, what is a fuzzy navel?
No.
That's a drink.
One more time. Cherry vodka.
Peach schnapps, pineapple juice, and Sprite.
I got nothing.
Cherry vodka.
The hangover? I wouldn't.
What's that?
Good, actually.
It's a gummy bear.
Oh, never had one, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, it does. I'll try one.
I have literally never ordered one or had one ordered. That's
really
wow.
I'm sorry. I drink them all the time. I thought that was obvious. My bad.
Did you have it in your repertoire?
All right. And the very last question, I'll give you guys a hint.
Ooh, we get a hint.
Doctor Who, and it's just Doctor Who.
Okay. Oh, I have a chance here.
They teamed up with Cybermen to take over the world.
Cass. Oh, Stephanie.
Cass got it first.
Go ahead. Dalek?
What?
The Daleks?
Correct.
I told you, if it wasn't a Dalek question, I wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I just proved myself right.
Team up with the Cybermen. I should have said something, but I waited till she finished it to make sure it was going to say the right thing. But good job.
Thank you. I'm like, unless it's about a Dalek, I'm not going to get it. And she finally asked a question about a freaking fucking Dalek.
Which was, it was really funny because you said that and I was like, oh, damn, that's the last question. But I really should have broken up the Doctor Who questions with the Doctor Who.
Who?
Okay, so now you got to total up and see who won.
Yep. So entertain everybody while I total this up.
I feel like there's, so grab a drunken confession. Let's talk through that.
I don't
yes. know. Yes. Dave, come up with one.
Come up with a drunken confession.
Okay, so did I got a good drunken confession. How old were you? No, let's not go there. That could be bad. Oddest place you've ever had sex.
The hottest?
Oddest.
Oddest. Oh, okay. I was gonna say the hottest, like a sauna.
Well, what do you guys?
Oh, I don't know. We are
like, we're in certain situations. I don't understand like what you guys would think was odd.
Okay, Vanilla Queen. Like for you, like it might be on the couch. Like,
Fifty Shades of Red is happening right now,
something that would make people go damn, like, so for me, I've got a confessional booth.
Okay, well, that seems
and it was not a priest.
I was
going to say,
suspect, and I'm
confessional. I burned it.
Huh?
I had a confessional, like 1800s, like wooden confessional, but it got all moldy and rotten, so I had to burn it. But
so that's one of those things. Like I really want to do this for PenguinCon. Like, I really want to build like a like almost a confessional booth, one off, and have like a voice activated podcast recording system.
So both of you have had sex in the.
No, I didn't have sex in mine.
Oh, okay.
He did.
I had to clarify that.
I might have been with Cass. You don't know.
That was the oddest place you've ever had sex.
I don't know. To me, it wasn't really so much odd as much as it was like weird. The tent in a backyard. So I was at my fiance's family reunion, and we had a tent in the backyard, but it was like right by the back door because we had to be able to go in to like go to the bathroom and stuff. And so there are people like walking in and out like the whole time this is happening. And I just felt uncomfortable because that was the first time I had met his family. So for me, it was really odd, but I did it anyway.
She's still gonna get hers.
That's right. But I felt. That's really for like the word odd. I guess that suits that the best.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right, Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, I think mine would have been in a hammock. And what made it kind of odd was, it was a long time ago.
Like, dude, just the physics of a hammock. Like, I'm trying to.
I can barely sit in a fucking hammock. Right? How are you having sex in a hammock?
I mean, like, dude, everything. Kudos.
The problem was the mosquitoes.
Dude, kudos to you. Like, I'm not going to, like, just the sheer physics of doing it in a hammock. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Did you have,
It honestly, as his wife, it doesn't surprise me he was able to pull that off in a hammock. But it was definitely not with me.
Wah, wah.
Cass, what's yours answer?
In the dugout.
In a what?
Dugout from a baseball field. Dugout.
You pulled the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for the Newlywed Game in the butt, Bob.
Right.
What? Amy.
I don't know. I have three that I can choose from, but I'm going to
three different weird ones.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you two of them.
She's like living room, dining room, and kitchen. I'm sorry. I'm cracking myself up here.
Let her talk.
I'm seeing you're cracking yourself up. So, one is in the back of my pickup truck and in the bed, and that was uncomfortable as fuck. And I had like bad burns.
Yeah, as fuck or
uncomfortable. And two was on the edge of a slide in a playground.
The edge?
Like the bottom of the slide.
Oh, okay. I'm like thinking like where it comes up. I'm like,
Oh God, I didn't flashbacks. Ooh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It wasn't bad, except it was in the middle of the summer. Who's and it was
who's your third?
We're Facebook Live and I'm not gonna say that.
Oh wow.
On my mom's bed.
So. I went to a friend's house and he had sex on their parents' waterbed once. That was weird, but
oh, that would be weird. I would never do that.
Yeah, waterbeds are awkward. So what are the totals, Amy?
You would think the motion. It doesn't. The motion does not help things. So
you gotta catch that wave right.
So the totals are Jeremy's at 1,000. Cass is at 2,400. Stephanie is at 2,600. And Dave blew everybody out of the water with 4,800 points. So Dave will be our returning champ if we ever do this again. Cheers! All right, does anybody by chance have a cheers for the end of tonight? Because I'm not prepared with that.
Didn't know there was homework.
I was told there would be no math. Hold on a second.
Well, to be fair, I did give Cass homework, and she's just not following the rules. Go figure.
No, you said come up with something to talk about, and I was going to, but you motherfuckers never gave me a chance to say what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to talk about how VH1 has this show now, and he has drag queens doing the like impersonation of troll characters from the movie The Trolls. Oh my God, I was so fascinated by this.
Honestly, I feel like the quarantine cheers.
Different drag queens impersonating different troll characters, and I was just like, this is awesome. And the one that did the sparkly guy, I forget his name, the one that was all glittery and silver.
Justin Timberlake. I feel like the quarantine cheers
for next week.
Should be Tiffany. I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of my heart is the only sound.
Cheers. Woo. All right, guys, everybody who's watching, thanks for tuning in. And thank you to my podcast buddies.
Yeah.
Everybody doing what you do. And Dave, thank you for supporting this via from home.
Of course.
I really do appreciate that you're keeping all the podcasts alive.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping on.
And he's doing a lot more. So check out podcastdetroit.com. You're going to see a whole lot more from Dave's basement.
We have some shows.
How much are you going to
you never know when it comes to Dave.
True.
True story, bro. True story.
All right. We hope that you guys all enjoyed tonight, and stay tuned for next week's episode.
See you next Wednesday.
I love you, bitches.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to our show tonight. If you want more information, you can find it at facebook.com/mydrunkenconfession.